Saramdi listeners, till now you have heard the afternoon satsang by brothers Prem and Sai Prakash. You're listening to the live proceedings from the Sri Satya Sai Media Center on this auspicious Thursday. And to take you across to the next segment of this Thursday live, this is Ganesh inviting you all to yet another new episode of the Veda Jignyasa. So at the outset, dear listeners, we shall all collectively offer our humble salutations and prayers at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet, and with a humble prayer that every thought, every word and every deed is His inspiration, we shall commence today's Veda Jignyasa program, Veda Jignyasa class, Veda Jignyasa session with the Ganapati Prarthana Mantram. गणानांत्वा गणपति गुम हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमं ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पतान शृण्वन्नोतिभिः सीदसादनं प्रणो देवी सरस्वती वाजेभिर्वाजिनीवती धीनामवित्रयवतु गणेशाय नमः सरस्वत्यै नमः श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् डियर लिसनर्स फ्रॉम द पास्ट फ्यू मंथ्स वी हैव बीन एलोबरेटिंग elucidating and trying to dive deep into the realms, dive into the essence of the mantra Shri Suktam in praise of the Divine Mother Mahalakshmi, Shri. In the course of this beautiful journey, what we named it as the quest for the true inner wealth, we have come to the last lap, traversing so many beautiful paths, understanding beautiful nuances and comprehending, trying to comprehend the essence of this wonderful mantra, which gives an excellent picture about the divine love, the compassion, the grace, and you name it, of the Divine Mother and Mother Sai. Innumerable number of experiences, umpteen number of instances, and so many examples all together coming to the culmination of this beautiful journey of what exactly the true inner wealth is. The Phalashruti, as it is very beautifully called, the essence or the result of chanting a given mantra. What do you get if you chant Shri Suktam? What do you get if you chant Medha Suktam? What do you get when you chant Durga Suktam? Or when you praise the Lord Ganesha, what is the Phalashruti you have? What does it mean? Trying to understand, trying to go a little deeper into all these. In the previous sessions, when the particular line, Shriyah Panchadasharchancha Shrikamas Satatan Japet, the constant recitation of the Shri Sukta, what do we get? So, we try to understand it in a different perspective, taking the example of the beautiful service that was rendered by the Hyderabad youth when they had come to Prashanthi Nilayam. After their service, Swami granted them this wonderful interview, and Swami told them, I am going to give you a gift for the wonderful service that you have done. The result, the phalam of what they had done, the karma phalam. And then Swami, they are so eager to listen to what Swami is going to give to them. And pat came the reply from Swami, I am going to give you one more opportunity to serve. Oh, What a wonderful result of a service activity. In the same way, Shriya Panchadasharchancha Shrikama Satatan Japet itself is the Phalashruti or the Phalam for chanting this mantra wholeheartedly, with immense love in our hearts, with the feeling of devotion in our hearts. If we chant Shri Suktam in praise of Mother once, the opportunity that has been conferred upon us to chant this mantra the second time itself is the phalam of chanting the Shri Sukta mantra once. Nevertheless, as the details of the mantra has it, we shall try to understand what exactly. As such, throughout the mantra, when we were seeing the Shri Suktam, starting from the Hiranyavarnam Harinim Suvarnarajatasracham Chandram Hiranmayim Lakshmin Jata Vedo Maavaha, we were talking about the different facets of Mother, the Ashtalakshmi, how she alleviates poverty. Her entry into our lives removes all kinds of poverty, not only in the aspect of the worldly or the physical wealth, but also those who are bereft of, those who are in dire need of some good things in them, good virtues, good habits. Because of the entry of Mother into our lives, that aspect of our life becomes more greener and life becomes more better, and we go one step higher. In the beginning, when we were discussing about the meaning of Shri, Shriyate Sarvaihi Iti Shrihi, we seek refuge in the feet of Mother. That is what we are going to do now. The Phalashruti, we shall try to just have an overview of what exactly is there in the Phalashruti as such. And then, finally, from Swami, we will know what exactly the true wealth is, what exactly the true inner wealth of each and every individual is. So, you may consider this as the last episode of the Shri Sukta Mantram from the Veda Jignasa program. And so, without wasting any further time, we shall try to chant the last few verses and then know the meaning of this. Wherever necessary, we shall try to incorporate the inner significance of this mantra. So now, we shall chant line by line the Phalashruti aspect and then know the meaning of this. Padmanane Padma Vuru Padmakshe Padma Sambhave Tamma Aam Bhajaswa Padmakshe Yena Saukhyam Labhamyaham. This particular stanza tells us the lotus indicates the Kundalini Shakti. The face indicates the nature of a person. The thighs indicate support and the eyes indicate the spiritual vision. This verse describes the transcendental nature of Mother Lakshmi. She is born of yoga, united with yoga and revealed to a devotee in his spiritual vision. O Mother, you manifest in me in the spiritual vision, indicated by the lotus eyes, born of intense devotion by which I am filled with the divine bliss. So once you contemplate, once you focus on the Divine Mother, on the ultimate principle, you will have the darshan of the Mother. In various forms, Mother would approach you. She would come to you with her open arms, ready to take you into her bosom. అశ్వదాయి గోదాయి ధనదాయి మహాధనే ధనం మేజుషతాన్ దేవి సర్వకామాంశ్చ దేహి మే. హూ ఇస్ ద గివర్ ఆఫ్ హార్సెస్ కౌస్ అండ్ వెల్త్ టు ఆల్ అండ్ హూ ఇస్ ద సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ ద గ్రేటెస్ట్ అబండెన్స్ ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్. వీ సాల్యూట్ టు దట్ మదర్ లక్ష్మి. హియర్ వెన్ వీ ఇన్ ఆర్ ప్రీవియస్ episodes we were trying to compare the horses to none other than our own mind, the fickle minded mind. The mother, when contemplated upon, gives stability to that mind which is running hither and thither. And the aspect of cows and wealth, cows represent the nature, as we had spoken in the previous episodes. When we respect mother, it is equivalent to respecting mother nature. And then cow is a symbol of prosperity. Cow gives us milk. From milk comes ghee. From ghee we shall offer the lamp, the beautiful lamp of our love to the mother. The entire process of evolution is in the nature, is being represented by the cow. And when we talk of wealth, it is everything, the spiritual wealth, the physical wealth, the worldly aspects, and most importantly, the peace of mind, shanti. And then the next aspect, O Devi, please be gracious to grant wealth both inner and outer to me and fulfill all my aspirations. And here, when we are requesting the mother to fulfill our aspirations, what kind of aspirations should we pray for to be fulfilled? As mother beautifully tells us, it should all be satpravartana, satchintana, sadbuddhi, satyanirati. Everything which is related to Sat, everything which is good, everything which is noble, such kind of activities, such kind of aspirations, such kind of thoughts will attain fruition when you surrender to the mother. Putra pautra dhanam dhanyam hastyashwadi gaveratham prajanam bhavasi mata ayushmantam karotu mam. O mother, bestow us with children and grandchildren to continue our lineage and wealth, grains, elephants, horses, cows, and carriages for our daily use. The mother is the conferrer of everything, whatever you ask for. But we should be always aware of what we are asking. As Swami beautifully tells, standing under the Kalpavruksha tree, you request and you pray and you hold out your hand and ask for coffee powder. You stand in front of Kamadhenu and you ask for all trinkets. This is not what you are expected to do. You should ask for something which is very, very noble. Swami beautifully tells us, I always give whatever you ask for so that you shall ask for that thing for which I have come to give you. So that is what we have to ask for. That is the kind of wish that we have to have in our hearts and minds. We are your children, O Mother. Please make our lives long and full of vigor. Shri Suktam, Mother Lakshmi is none other than the embodiment of the Kriya Shakti. Ichha Shakti, Kriya Shakti and Jnana Shakti, all three. If the desire, if the willpower is good, when it is directed towards a good thing, Mother gives us all strength to accomplish that. ధనమగ్నిర్ధనం వాయుర్ధనం సూర్యోధనం వసుః ధనమింద్రో బృహస్పతిర్వరుణం ధనమశ్నుతే. ఓ మదర్, యు ఆర్ ది పవర్ బిహైండ్ ది అగ్ని, యు ఆర్ ది పవర్ బిహైండ్ ది వాయు, యు ఆర్ ది పవర్ బిహైండ్ ద సూర్య, యు ఆర్ ది పవర్ బిహైండ్ ద వసూస్ ఆల్ ది సెలెస్టియల్ బీయింగ్స్, యు ఆర్ ది పవర్ బిహైండ్ ఇంద్ర, బృహస్పతి అండ్ వరుణ. You are the all-pervading essence behind everything. And here we have this beautiful stanza.
Vainate yasomam pibasomam pibatu vrutraha somam dhanasya somino mahyandathatu sominaha.
Those who carry Sri Vishnu in their heart, like Garuda, the son of Vinata, carries him on his back. Always drink the Soma juice. Let all drink that Soma by destroying their inner enemies of desires. That Soma originates from Sri, who is the embodiment of Soma, the divine bliss. O Mother, please give that Soma to me too, you who are the possessor of that Soma. When we just compare this to the Kshirasagara Mathanam, that episode where the Danavas and the Devas fight for the divine nectar, Mother takes that beautiful form, Lord Mahavishnu comes in that beautiful form and grants that divine nectar to the Devas. So what does that indicate? In this struggle versus good and bad, finally the victory is always on the side of the good. And the divine is always on the side of the noble and the virtuous. So the churning is inevitable. But on which side do we take? Which side do we choose? What do we opt to? Is the most important thing that we have to think about in our day-to-day life. When a dilemma comes, whether to go this way or that way, it is for us to understand, to take the Shreyo Marga or the Preyo Marga. When the doubt comes, that which gives us Shreyas is what we have to choose. Shri Suktam, upon chanting this beautiful mantra, it eliminates the enemies of desires. It gives us that wonderful peace of mind when you focus on the Divine Mother. And the most striking and important aspect of the Shri Suktam is about to come.
Na krodho na cha matsaryam na lobho na shubhamatihi bhavanti krita punyanam bhaktanam shri suktam japet sada.
So what do we get by continuously, incessantly chanting this beautiful mantra of the Shri Suktam? Neither anger nor jealousy, neither greed nor evil intentions. All these, the six enemies, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada and matsarya, all these enemies, you get rid of them. This can exist in the devotees who have acquired merit by always reciting with devotion the great Shri Suktam. What does that indicate? Chanting of the Lord's name dispels darkness and confers us everlasting bliss. This is what we have to aspire for, which is now leading the Phalashruti to almost the culmination, where we are now trying to understand, once we expel Krodha, Matsarya, Lobha, the greed for wealth, the most important aspect that Swami tells us in the acquisition of wealth, contentment, shanti. Once you pray to the Mother for contentment, everything comes to you, because as Swami beautifully tells, when you have 100 rupees with you, you see, you look at a person who has just 50 rupees with him, you feel happy that yes, God has bestowed upon me much more than the person who is beside me. But not looking up to the person who has 1 lakh rupees and always going on crying for, going on cribbing for the thing that you are not having, that comes with the beautiful sense of contentment and gratitude. O Lord, O Mother, O Saima, thanks for whatever you have given me now. I am very happy with that. That one word of gratitude would always bring about a smile on the countenance of the Divine Mother.
Varshan tu te vibhavari divo abhrasya vidyutaha rohan tu sarva bijanyava brahmad vishojahi.
O Mother, please shower your light of grace like the lightning in a sky filled with thunder cloud when the heart is full, like the rain-bearing clouds for the mother due to sadhana, then the divine grace will suddenly descend like the strike of a lightning.
Neelato yada madhyastad vijjulleke vabhaswara,
as we had experienced when we were chanting the Narayana Suktam, when the compassion-filled heart, hrid plus daya, when that spark of divine touches that cloud, it bears rain. That is the touch of the Divine Mother. And descend all the seeds of differentiation to a higher spiritual plane. You are of the nature of Brahman and destroyer of all hatred. What does the recitation of this mantra do? Recitation of this mantra will confer upon you the true wealth of love, pure, unsullied, and unconditional. Hatred comes out of the feeling of differentiation. Swami says, all are one, be alike to everyone. Swami showed by example, whoever came for his darshan had to sit down and wait for him to respond. Including the VIPs or the so-called celebrities had to wait for him to talk. Without his will, none could approach him.
Padma priye padmini padmahaste padmalaye padmadala yatakshi vishwapriye vishnu manonukule tvatpada padmam mai sannidatsva.
Who is the possessor of lotuses? Who holds lotuses in her hands? Who dwells in the abode of lotuses and whose eyes are like lotus petals? In the previous episodes, we had discussed about the divine countenance of the mother, who is explained by the comparison with the mud. The comparison with the lotus, which blooms so beautifully. Even though associated with mud along with it, it is not touched. It is not affected by what is happening around it. That is why we are all asked to live a life like the water droplet on the lotus petal.
Yasa padmasanastha vipulakatitati padmapatra yatakshi gambhira vartana bhisthana varanamita shubhravastrottariya.
Who stands, Mother Lakshmi, who stands on a lotus with her beautiful form? What does these indicate? Her deep navel indicates the depth of character, is bent to inwards, and with her full bosom indicating the abundance and compassion. She is slightly bent down towards the devotees, and she is dressed in pure white garments. What a beautiful explanation. When we see Swami coming for darshan, in all his motherly love, starting from an elderly devotee to even a small primary school kid, what does Swami do? To pick up someone's letter, to grant someone with prasadam, Swami himself bends down, reaches out with his outstretched arms to the devotee and takes the letters from the devotees. This is the compassion. This is the magnanimity of the Divine Mother. There is a beautiful padyam that Swami tells. Avatarinchuta yenutalo arthamemi. What is the reason for the divine descent? Janulapai priti vatsalya paratatoda. It is due to the mere compassion and the love and the liking towards the humanity. Daivambu digavachu bhuviki. God descends from sky to earth. Varisthaiki daivambu digavachu bhuviki. God descends to our level. There is a beautiful similarity that Swami gives, that God comes down and bends forward to pick up the downtrodden devotee, the one who is falling in ignorance, and raises them to the level of humans and then slowly to the level of the divine. Swami beautifully compares it with a child and a mother, explaining that when a mother sees the child falling, the mother, in all her love and magnanimity, bends down, lifts the child, and takes her into her bosom. This does not mean that the state or the stature of the mother is coming down once she bends to pick up the child. It is only in her utmost compassion that she comes down to our level to raise our understanding, to raise our maturity levels, to raise our standard of living to the humans, to the divine. And then we have this beautiful example of Grama Seva, where Swami showed that he was there as the caretaker for the destitute and the forlorn in the villages. Umpteen number of examples. The day he was born, the little Satya, who used to offer whatever was there in his plate to the hungry man who is standing outside with outstretched arms, asking for food, foregoing his own meal, the little Satya would give away his food to that needy person. Whatever was remaining, only that he would partake of.
Lakshmir divyair gajendrair mani ghana khachitair snapita he makumbhaihi nityam sa padmahasta mama vasatu gruhe sarva mangalya yukta.
Salutations to Mother Lakshmi, who is bathed with water from golden pitcher by the best of celestial elephants who are studded with various gems, who is eternal with lotus in her hands, who is united with all the auspicious attributes. O Mother, please reside in my house and make it auspicious by your presence. When will the Mother reside in our house? As we beautifully discussed in the previous stanzas, that a house, that a heart which is full of compassion, a heart which is clean and pure, which is not affected by the negativities around us, such heart becomes a place for the mother to reside, a place for mother to get seated herself. That beautiful throne of our heart should be kept so clean that it should be free from all the six enemies, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada and matsarya. What do we do to get rid of all those enemies? That Swami is going to tell us in a few minutes.
Lakshmin kshira samudra tanayam, Lakshmin kshira samudra raja tanayam, Shri Rangadhameshwarim, Dasi Bhuta Samasta Deva Vanitam Lokaika Deepankuram.
Who is the daughter of the king of ocean? Who is the great goddess residing in the Kshira Samudra, the abode of Sri Vishnu? Who is served by the Devas along with their servants, and who is the one light in all the worlds which sprout behind every manifestation. We have seen umpteen number of times whenever the Shri Suktam was being chanted in front of our beautiful Mother Sai, innumerable number of occasions, Swami used to materialize something to his children. Swami used to distribute so many things. That is the spontaneous love of a mother.
Sriman Mandakataksharib Labdha Vibhava Brahmendra Gangadharam Tvam Trailokya Kutumbinim Sarasijam Pande Mukunda Priyam Siddha Lakshmir Moksha Lakshmir Jaya Lakshmir Saraswati Sri Lakshmir Vara Lakshmir Chaprasanna Mama Sarvada.
By obtaining whose grace? Through her beautiful soft glance, one glance of the mother, Lord Brahma, Indra and Shiva become great. That is the love, that is the compassion that is filled in her beautiful gaze. That one glance, in the beginning when we were discussing about the looks of the mother, the vision of the mother, we had heard the beautiful experience of Dr. Saraswatamma garu from the East Godavari district. The first darshan that she had when Swami was walking through the amidst the crowd to reach the stage, as she was sitting in the first line, Swami just gave her a glance, not having known who Swami was, just by the force of her attendant when she had come for darshan. The first glance that Swami had given her was imprinted so deeply in her heart. That particular glance of Swami made her believe that Swami is none other than the Divine Mother, the Universal Mother, Father and everything for each and every aspect on this planet. When asked, she replied, "How do you feel? Don't you feel that love oozing out of your heart when you see your mother? That is what happens when you see Swami. Once you, the beautiful smile, this is how divinity looks. This is how divinity smiles. This is how divinity walks." That was the effect of one beautiful glance of the Divine Mother. O Mother, may your different forms, Siddha Lakshmi, Moksha Lakshmi, Jaya Lakshmi, Saraswati, Varalakshmi, always be gracious to me.
Varankushau Pashamabheti Mudram, Karair Vahantim Kamalasanastham, Balar Kakoti Pratibham Trinetram, Bajehamambam Jagadishwarim Tvam.
Salutations to Mother from your four hands. First in Varamudra, the gesture of boon giving. Second, holding the Ankusha or the hook. Third, holding the Pasha or the nose. And fourth, the Abhiti Mudra, the gesture of fearlessness. Flows boons, assurance of help during obstacles, assurance of breaking our bondages and fearlessness. As you stand on the lotus to shower grace on the devotees. The different forms of Lakshmi, the different forms of Swami, what does it confer? What does the Divine Mother confer upon us? Her boons. She grants us the wealth of Utsaham, Sahasam, Dairyam, Buddhi, Shakti, Parakramam. The zeal to come towards God, the fearlessness to tread the path of the spiritual path, the courage to face any obstacle that comes in the way of the reaching the goal of reaching God, the buddhi, the discrimination power to differentiate what is temporary and what is permanent, and get hold of that which is the absolute truth, that which is permanent, that which grants us everlasting bliss. Shakti and Parakramam, the energy to drive ourselves, not only ourselves, but also everyone along with us to reach the divine parakramam, the courage, the valor to stand eye to eye with the divine, to stand in front of the Lord, to stand in front of the Divine Mother and offer yourself in complete surrender to her lotus feet. That is the greatest boon that Mother grants to us. Pasha is the nose to control the mind from going astray, and the Ankusha, the goad, is to goad the devotee to walk in the spiritual path. One is to prevent the negative energies to touch the devotees, and the second is to give him positive energies to pursue the spiritual path. O primordial goddess of the universe, I worship you. From those whose three eyes appear millions of newly risen suns. Sarva mangala mangalye shive sarvartha sadhike sharanye trembake devi narayani namostute. Who is the auspicious in all the auspicious? Auspiciousness herself, complete with all the auspicious attributes, and who fulfills all the objectives of the devotees? Salute you, O Narayani, the Devi who is the giver of the refuge and with three eyes. I salute you, O Narayani. I salute you, O Narayani. At this juncture, the culmination of this Shri Sukta Mantram, Sarva Mangala Mangalye Shive Sarvartha Sadhike, there is one beautiful poem of Swami, wherein Swami tells, this beautiful divine form, E Rupam, Brahmanandam Paramasukadam, Kevalam Jnanamurtim, Dvandvatitam Gagana Sadrusham, Tattva Masyati Laksham, Ekam Nityam Vimalamachalam, Sarvadi Sakshi Bhutam, E Rupam. That is what Swami beautifully tells. See this divine form, that which enchants each and every species in this universe. What does that beautiful Lord give us as a message? What is the true inner wealth? After traversing all these journeys, finally, we take refuge in the Lord to tell us, O Lord, what is the true inner wealth? Enough of our quest. Please reveal to us what exactly is the true wealth. Is it the worldly aspects? Is it education? Is it knowledge? What is it? And that comes from Swami, the reply. And with these two beautiful discourse clips, one from the year 1999, July 28th, and the other clip from June 26th, 1989, Swami gives us highlights about what exactly your true inner wealth is. So with these two beautiful messages of Swami, we shall culminate the Shri Sukta Mantra with the Kshama Prarthana Mantram. We request all the listeners to please share their views, please share their ideas and thoughts, and how we could improve this Veda Jignasa program. Please do write to listener@sssmediacenter.org or WhatsApp your thoughts to 9393-258-258. And again, with the humble prayer that every thought, every word and every deed is His inspiration, we shall conclude the Shri Sukta Mantra and the Veda Jignasa today's episode with the Kshama Prarthana Mantram.
यदक्षरपदभ्रष्टं मात्राहीनन्तु यद्भवेत् तत्सर्वं क्षम्यतां देव नारायणि नमोऽस्तुते। विसर्गबिन्दुमात्राणि पदपादाक्षराणि च न्यूनानि चातिरिक्तानि क्षमस्व साईश्वर। अपराधसहस्राणि क्रियन्ते हर्निशन्मया दासोऽयमिति मां मत्वा क्षमस्व साईश्वर। अन्यथा शरणं नास्ति त्वमेव शरणं मम, तस्मात् कारुण्यभावेन रक्ष रक्ष साईश्वर। हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीसाईश्वरार्पणमस्तु।
సకలభూతములందు ఏకభావము కల్గి సదయ హృదయము తోన మెలగండయ్యా.
విత్ ద ఫీలింగ్ ఆఫ్ యూనిటీ అండ్ వన్నెస్ టువర్డ్స్ ఆల్ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్స్ లివ్ లీడ్ దిస్ లైఫ్ విత్ కంపాషన్.
సకల భూతములందు ఏకభావము కల్గి సదయ హృదయముతోన మెలగండయ్యా.
విత్ ది ఫీలింగ్ ఆఫ్ వన్నెస్ టువర్డ్స్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ ది లివింగ్ క్రీచర్స్ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ లీడ్ యువర్ లైఫ్ విత్ కంపాషన్.
లోకనాథుని పేరు ఒకసారి మదిలోన తలవండయ్యా.
అట్లీస్ట్ థింక్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్స్ నేమ్ వన్స్ ఎ డే.
ఈ విధంగా చేసినప్పుడు ఇంతకంటే ఇంకా సాక్షాత్కారం ఎక్కడ కావాలి?
When you do this, follow the procedure, what more you want?
ఉన్నాడయా, దేవుడు ఉన్నాడయా.
There is God, there is God.
కన్నులకు కనిపించకున్నాడయా.
You don't see God with the naked eye.
ఉన్నాడయా, దేవుడు ఉన్నాడయా.
God is there, God exists.
ఎప్పుడు కనిపిస్తాడు?
When do you see him?
లోకమంతా కూడాను ఒక బాహ్యమైనటువంటి ఒక భ్రాంతులకు నిండి ఉంటున్నది.
The whole world is full of external illusions, imaginations.
Kalimi galigina naadu kalimi galigite kappa gantulu vestaraya.
When once one is rich enough, they go on jumping like a frog.
Kalimi tarigite chinta padtaraya.
When once money is lost, they get worried.
Goppalaku potaru govinda kodtaru.
They go on for show and lose everything else.
Dabulu dambalu manandayya.
Give up all that pomp, show and exhibitionism.
Unnadayya devudu unnadayya.
There is God, God exists.
Kannulaku kanipinchakunnadayya.
God is present, hidden, non-apparent.
Dhanamu kosamu daiva dhyanalu bonalu koti pannagalu panneerayya.
It is only for money you have got all the knacks and the devices plan in life.
Bhoomi suryunu chuttu ప్రజలు ధనము చుట్టూ గిరగిరా గిరగి తిరుగుచుంటారయ్యా.
Earth revolves around the sun, man revolves around money, money.
భూమి సూర్యుని చుట్టూ తిరుగుతుంటే ప్రజలు ధనము చుట్టూ తిరుగుతున్నారు.
As earth rotates around the sun, man rotates around money.
ఈ భూమి యందు పుట్టినటువంటి మానవుని యొక్క గతి ఇదియా?
Is this the plight of man today?
దైవానుగ్రహమే ఉంటుంటే ధనానుగ్రహం ఎంతవరకు?
If you are the recipient of God's
grace, మనం దాన్ని మనం సాధించవచ్చు.
You can get any money you want.
ధనము కాదు ముఖ్యము.
Money is not that important.
గుణమే ముఖ్యము.
Virtue is important.
ఈ యొక్క ధనం కోసం మనం ప్రాకులాడుతూ జీవితాన్నంతా కూడాను వ్యర్థం గావించుకుంటున్నాము.
We struggle for money and
ధనం కూడాను ఉండాలి.
Money is necessary, no doubt.
కానీ ఎంతవరకు దానికి ఒక పరిమితం ఉంటుండాలి.
It should be under certain limits.
కనుకని అందరూ కలిసిమెలిసి ఉండాలనేటువంటిది వేదం యొక్క ప్రమాణం.
The teachings of Veda is that we should all live together.
దాని నిమిత్తమయ్యే ఆధ్యాత్మిక మార్గములో కృతజ్ఞత అనేటువంటి దాన్ని ప్రధానమైనటువంటి లక్ష్యంలో అందించుకో వచ్చారు.
ఇట్ ఇస్ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు రెమెడీ దిస్ ఇన్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ గ్రాటిట్యూడ్ ఇస్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్.
ఏ చిన్నదానికైనా కూడాను నీవు పొందినటువంటి ఉపకారములకు జీవితం అంతా కూడాను నీవు కృతజ్ఞతగా ఉంటుండాలి.
ఫర్ వాట్ ఎవర్ స్మాల్ లిటిల్ ఫేవర్ ఆర్ బెనిఫిట్ యు హావ్ గాట్ యు మస్ట్ బి గ్రేట్ఫుల్ త్రూఅవుట్ యువర్ లైఫ్.
ఇది ఏ విద్యార్థులు నేర్చుకోవాల్సినటువంటి ప్రధానమైనటువంటి యొక్క కర్తవ్యం.
దిస్ ఈజ్ ఎ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ లెసన్ ఇన్ డ్యూటీ విచ్ ది స్టూడెంట్స్ విల్ హావ్ టు లెర్న్.
కేవలం చదువుకోవటము, డిగ్రీలు తీసుకోవటము, ఏదో పెద్ద ఉద్యోగంలో చేరిపోవటము, ఆ ధనములు ఎక్కువగా సంపాదించటము, ఇంత మాత్రమే కాదు, పూర్వీకులు కూడా ధనములు చాలాగా సంపాదిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
ఎడ్యుకేషన్, డిగ్రీస్, ఎర్నింగ్స్, గెటింగ్ పొజిషన్, దిస్
కానీ ఆ ధనం అంతా కూడా ధర్మ నిమిత్తమై ఉపయోగపెట్టేటువంటి వాళ్ళు.
ది ఏన్షియంట్ పీపుల్ ఆల్సో ఎర్న్డ్ ఎ లాట్ ఆఫ్ మనీ బట్ యూజ్ ఇట్ ఫర్ ద సేక్ ఆఫ్ ధర్మ.
ఛత్రాలు కట్టించేటువంటి వాళ్ళు,
దే యూజ్ టు కన్స్ట్రక్ట్
బావులు తవ్వించేటువంటి వాళ్ళు,
దే యూజ్ టు డిగ్ వెల్స్,
విద్యా సంస్థలు నెలకొల్పేటువంటి వారు,
దే యూజ్ టు ఎస్టాబ్లిష్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్,
ఆరోగ్య కేంద్రములంతా కూడా నెలకొల్పేటువంటి వారు,
దే యూజ్ టు ఎస్టాబ్లిష్ హెల్త్ సెంటర్స్.
ఈ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క ధనమును ధర్మ నిమిత్తమై ఉపయోగపెడుతూ వచ్చారు.
దే యూజ్ టు యూజ్ ఆల్ ది మనీ ఫర్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్
ధర్మ. ధనం ఎక్కువ అయిపోయే కొద్దీ మేడలు కట్టడము.
బట్ టుడే మెన్ ఆర్ యూజింగ్ మనీ
నిమిత్తమే
ఓన్లీ ఫర్ దర్ సెల్ఫిష్నెస్ టు బ్రింగ్
కార్ కొనటము,
టు బై కార్స్,
క్లబ్బుల్లో కూర్చోవటము,
టు గో టు
పేకాట రాయటము,
ప్లే కార్స్,
దుర్వినియోగం చేయటము,
మిస్యూజ్ ఆల్ ది మనీ.
ఎదా రాజా తదా ప్రజా, ఏ మార్గంలో వచ్చిందో ధనమును ఆ మార్గంలోనే దుర్వినియోగం చేయటం.
In whatever bad way they got the money, they misused the money in the bad way again.
వాళ్ళు శ్రమించి సంపాదించినటువంటి ధనము కనుకని వాళ్ళు సక్రమైనటువంటి రీతి లోపల ధర్మ మార్గంలో దాన్ని వినియోగం పెట్టుకు వచ్చారు.
The ancient ones earned money in the right royal way. Therefore they used it properly for the sake of dharma.
ధర్మను సంపాదించుకోండి, తప్పు కాదు.
Dear students, earn money.
సద్వినియోగం ధర్మ మార్గంలో ఉపయోగం పెట్టుకోవడానికి తగినటువంటి కృషి చేయండి.
But use it properly. Use it for dharma.
అది లేకపోతే మన కుటుంబాన్ని కూడా నువ్వు అనేక రకములైనటువంటి హింసల పాలు చేస్తుంది ఆ ధనము.
If you don't use money properly, money is going to destroy even your own family.
కాని ఈనాడు సిరి భక్తులు అధికమైపోతున్నారు, కానీ హరిభక్తులు ఎక్కడా కనిపించడం లేదు.
Today the devotees of wealth are growing, but devotees of hari are not seen at all.
లక్ష్మి ఆరాధకులు కనిపిస్తున్నారు, కానీ శ్రీమన్ నారాయణ ఆరాధకులు ఇక్కడ కనిపించడం లేదు.
దేర్ ఆర్ వర్షిపర్స్ ఆఫ్ లక్ష్మి, బట్ వర్షిపర్స్ ఆఫ్ నారాయణ, శ్రీమన్ నారాయణ.
ఇది ఈనాటి యొక్క భక్తి యొక్క ప్రపత్తులు.
దిస్ ఈస్ ద టైప్ ఆఫ్ డివోషన్ అండ్ సరెండర్. దిస్ ఈస్ నాట్ ట్రూ డివోషన్.
సిరి ఈనాడు వస్తుంటే రేపటి దినం పోతుంది.
మనీ కమ్స్ అండ్ గోస్.
100 రూపాయలు నీ చేతిలో పట్టుకుని ఇది 400 రూపాయలు అనుకుంటే అది నీ మొహాన్ని చూసి నవ్వుతుంది.
When you look at the 100 rupee note and laugh at it, it laughs at you.
ore pichi vaada itlanti mukham nenu enni chusochano repu tirigi nenu inkoru mukham daggari pothunnan antundi.
ore mad person I have seen.
kanuku ee dhanamanta mandi kaadu.
This money is not
our jyatika dhaname nijamaina dhanam.
Spiritual wealth alone is true wealth.
aa dhanamu evariki lungeetundidi kaadu.
That wealth will never bend itself.
adhi kaaladu.
It cannot be burned.
Chorula vasamu kaadu.
It cannot be stolen.
Neela nanadu.
It cannot be wet.
Chorula paalu kaadu.
It cannot be taken away by steel.
Sodarulu chede ye maatramu panchukolabodu.
It cannot be distributed among the brothers.
ఈ బ్రదర్స్ లోపల ఈ ప్రాపర్టీని ఒకరికి షేర్స్ ఏమాత్రం కూడా అది రాదు.
దేర్ విల్ నాట్ బి క్వారల్స్ అరైజింగ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ది ప్రాపర్టీ.
ఎవరికి తానే తన యొక్క ప్రాణ సమానంగా చూసుకునేటువంటి ఆ ఆధ్యాత్మిక ధనం.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ది స్పిరిచువల్ నాలెడ్జ్ విచ్ కెన్ టేక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ యూ యాజ్ యువర్ ఓన్ లైఫ్.
కనుకనే నిన్ను వదలనటువంటిది, నీ దగ్గర నుంచి కదలనటువంటిది, నిన్ను అన్ని విధములు కూడా నువ్వు సద్మార్గంలో ప్రవేశపెట్టేటువంటిది అదే ఆధ్యాత్మిక ధనం.
ద వన్ విచ్ విల్ నెవర్ డెసర్ట్ యూ, విచ్ విల్ గివ్ యూ ఆల్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ జాయ్, విచ్ విల్ పుట్ యువర్
లైఫ్ సంపాదించుకునేటానికి తగిన కృషి చేయండి.
అండ్ దట్ ఇస్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ లాండ్ యూ షుడ్ ట్రై టు
ఎర్న్. మన భారతదేశము అన్ని దేశములకు కూడా నాయకత్వాన్ని వహించినటువంటిదిగా ఉంటుంది.
దెన్ ఓన్లీ అవర్ భారత్ కెన్ బి ద లీడర్ ఫర్ ఆల్ ద నేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్.